Lynette McKenzie is on a mission to raise the resonance of the listeners, inspire them to heal their wounds, and live their passion. Opening to Ecstasy, Live with Lynette, Radio for Your Body and Soul, features renowned healers, teachers, and change agents who are leading the way in advanced thought in the areas of sex, spirit, finding your purpose, living your passion, and befriending your body. Opening to Ecstasy, Live with Lynette, Radio for Your Body and Soul will enliven you, give you hope, expand your mind, and put the sparkle in your eyes. This talk radio show addresses serious issues while remaining lighthearted and fun. Lynette is masterful at combining humor and energy-raising techniques to give listeners an instant energetic boost and a heartfelt smile. If you're ready to open to ecstasy and expand your mind, tune in, tune on, and get live with Lynette. Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time. For more information, go to openingtoecstasy.com or openlivenow.com. And now here's your host, Lynette McKenzie.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Opening to Ecstasy. We have a wonderful, wonderful guest today. I've heard so many people just struggle with wanting to know, what's my purpose in life? Why am I here? Struggling in jobs that just feel like work. They don't feel like their passion, their purpose is being met in their career, in their job, in their life right now. If you fit that or know anyone that does, tell them, get on the call, get on the radio. We are talking with Michelle Casto today about Live Your Destiny, why it matters, and why the time is now. The time for transformation is always right now. So before we begin, just take a big breath and a big ah on the exhale. Let's do two more, and each time, let's just get a little more present in our bodies. Big inhale through your nose. Exhale through your mouth with a big, This time, inhale into your heart. Exhale from your heart. Okay, so we have Michelle Casto today. She's also known as Bright Michelle, and that name really fits her. I've gotten to know her a bit, and her energy and her light is so bright. She's renowned as a life and business coach and an advocate for everyday enlightenment and full soul expression. Throughout her 20-year career, she's published over 30 life empowerment and career development books, including Get Your Career on the Fast Track. She's a former university lecturer and career counselor. Michelle's worked with thousands of international clients and helped them find their ideal career path. She's a natural-born empath and healer, and I've felt that from her from the first moment that I got to speak to her. And she's become well-known for her potent magic. It transforms people into knowing and honoring who they are at a very deep level. She's on a mission to awaken people to their soul purpose through her divine and unique destiny success process. And she's got a book coming out. I believe it's coming out January. And it's called The Destiny Discovery, Find Your Soul's Path to Success. And yes, it's being released January 17th of, must be 2012, or was it just released?
2012, the big year.
Okay, what I have written down is 2011, but I'm going, okay, it's got to be 2012. And you can find information about this book and her blog and information about Michelle at liveyourdivinedestiny.com. That's liveyourdivinedestiny.com. Welcome to the show. Welcome to Opening to Ecstasy, Michelle.
I'm super excited to be here, and it's always a pleasure for me to do what I'm here to do, which is to talk about this very important topic. It's on a lot of people's minds right now, so I'm glad that we could do this at this time.
Yes, me too. I am so thrilled to be talking with you. And I've noticed that every single person that I interview on the radio, it always is the perfect time for me to be hearing the message that they have to give. So I'm excited for myself and for the listeners today to be hearing about the destiny discovery. So before we begin, for those who are listening and that might not know that much about you yet, and I actually don't really know your personal background, so I'd like to know a little bit about, you know, your personal professional background that led you to write the destiny discovery.
Absolutely. Well, I truly believe I was an indigo child. And for those of you who don't know, that's basically just a very ultra aware, sensitive, spiritually attuned being. And I wasn't really, that wasn't really cultivated growing up, but I always just was really open to life and really curious and always really had really deep philosophical thoughts. In fact, many times in my life, people would call me weird. And, you know, I thought, well, I don't feel weird. I feel pretty normal. And come to find out, the original meaning for the word weird is one who knows her destiny in life. So now I embrace that and I say, okay, everybody be weird with me and know your destiny. So I really always had this, curiosity within me to know the meaning of life and to really understand my place in the universe. And along the way, I was very committed to education and learning about myself and got exposed to personal development pretty early. And when I got to college, I really didn't know what I wanted to be when I grew up. And so I got a general communications degree in psychology, and then I went on to study adult education and working with college students. And since I loved the college environment so much, I thought that was a good place for me to hang out for a while. And during my master's program, I took an internship at the Career Center because I still didn't know what I wanted to grow, what I wanted to be. And so I figured that would be a good way to find out. So I started working with other students about their careers, and that's kind of how I got on the path. And ended up getting a master's degree and working in the college setting as an adjunct professor and career counselor for just like a few years, actually. Before I discovered coaching and realized that coaching really resonated for me because it was all about helping people in conscious creation and, you know, move past their limitations. So I made that transition pretty early, and then also started writing. I didn't realize I was a writer. But I started writing and wrote my first book back in 1999, and then I've pretty much been on the path since then, and along the journey, I've really cultivated this destiny discovery process, and we all want more than just a job. You know, we want even more than just a career. We want meaning and purpose in our lives. That's where our true happiness lies, and so along the way, I just was kept receiving divine guidance, and through working with people, cultivating this process that really helps people know who they are on a very deep level and then really bring that form of expression out into the world. That's how it's been for me.
That is such a needed gift. So many people need that. So you walk people through this process in your book, The Destiny Discovery, Find Your Soul's Path to Success?
Absolutely, yes. There's two parts to the book, basically. I mean, just we're all here on a soul's journey, and that's a big piece of it. And then the second piece is to really come to know our unique soul's purpose. And there's really six stages to that process, and we can kind of get into that a little bit later. But the first and most important, really, is the awakening process. And without awakening, we could go a whole lifetime and not know who we are or why we're here or how we can help. And that, you know, for me, is not acceptable. So the awakening process, which is happening right now, which is part of the reason why, you know, I say now is the time for us to shine our lights, is because this shift of consciousness is happening. And, you know, many people all over the world are starting to awaken, and from the trance that we've been in, to look around themselves and start to question their lives. And they're starting to notice that there's what I call the yearning undefined within their hearts. There's an ache within them that wants to be a part of something greater. They want to live great lives, and they want to have the kind of happy and successful life they know that is possible. And so they start out on that search once they've awakened. And that usually happens through a disorienting event. So I know a lot of people listening probably are going through those kind of events right now where, you know, jobs might be falling away, relationships might be falling away. Things are just kind of disintegrating, and it creates a space to do, you know, to stop looking outside of ourselves for happiness and start looking within, and then starting that that internal process that we all go through when we're on this journey.
Beautiful, beautiful. I know so many people going through this journey as well, and it's quite widespread, and it really helps for people to have someone else who's already gone through it who can just be, even if it's just a few steps ahead, and to show them the way. And that's wonderful that you're doing that. I love that yearning undefined.
Yeah, and you know, you mentioned it at the beginning of the call, which is one of the steps is we all have divine appointments with people. You know, you said that, you know, whenever you're interviewing somebody, you get something in return. And, you know, that's when we know we're really in our gift, is when it's a mutual exchange of energy, actually. And we all have divine appointments along the path. I mean, I cannot tell you thousands of times how, you know, a book, a coaching session, a conversation, a movie, you know, has been what I've needed to see and understand to move me forward. And when you're awake, you catch those clues, because the clues are there all along. That's one thing about the Destiny Discovery, is that, you know, it's not as far off as you think it is. It's actually, you don't have to go to another country to find your destiny. It's actually kind of right where you are.
Absolutely.
And we have to be, yeah, we have to be awake and aware enough to see that we already have it.
Yes.
The way that I like to put it is the Rumi quote. He says, you know, we go from room to room searching for the diamond necklace that's around our neck.
Mm.
And this is kind of how we are being in life. We're looking everywhere outside of ourselves for it. And when we start to stop searching and start discovering that, oh, wait, I'm wearing the necklace, right? That's, it's like, it's surprising and it's fun. And there's actually four levels of consciousness that I thread throughout the whole book. It, you know, and this four levels kind of goes with the story I'm going to tell you too. So we go from searching, and this is about how to yourself. The whole point of like discovering our destiny is to find our true self and to be that, and to be the jewel, to find the treasure that is within. That's what we're talking about here. So when let's just use the Rumi quote, is, you know, we're looking everywhere else, so the necklace is already around us. That's when we're in searching mode. That's the first level of consciousness. Then we realize, whoa, I'm already wearing it. It's pretty. I like it. Then we discover, we're like, oh my gosh, there it is. Woohoo. And then we move into owning it, because we may think, well, somebody just gave us this necklace, it's not mine. But then we have to own, no, this necklace is mine, it's especially made for me. And that's a third level of consciousness. And so final level of consciousness to where you're discovering your true destiny is you're aligning with that necklace, aligning with the treasure that you are.
Mm.
That's where it's at. And that's what I'm here to help people, you know, get to.
Beautiful. So they're kind of realizing that they are the necklace. They're one with the necklace.
Yes.
Beautiful. This is just such an interesting conversation to me. I'm looking forward to getting right back into it after we have just a really short commercial break. You're listening to Opening to Ecstasy on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm your host, Lynette McKenzie. Thank you so much for joining us today. We have Michelle Casto, and she will be on the line and ready in just a couple more minutes. Hold on. We'll be right back.
Hold on, Selecta.
Psychic Dougal Fraser, the queer guy with a third eye, one of the country's most popular psychics, joins Transformation Talk Radio with a call-in advice show that will provide insights and information on creating your best life. You've seen him on The Real Housewives of Orange County, Dancing with the Stars, and so much more. From gurus to gossip, meditation to martinis, the Dougal Fraser Show will both inspire and crack you up with laughter. Tune in every Tuesday at 10. It's the Dougal Fraser Show.
Do you dream of being on The Amazing Race? Well, here's your chance. Grab a friend and prepare for an exhilarating race around the city when City Solve Urban Race comes to your city. Teams of two will solve clues and face fun challenges while racing around the city. The winning team gets $300 and a chance to be in the Las Vegas Championship race to compete for a grand prize of $5,000. Not only will you have a ton of fun, you'll also be helping a good cause. A portion of the proceeds will benefit a local charity. To start racing, go to CitySolveUrbanRace.com.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. TransformationTalkRadio.com. Transforming the world one listener at a time.
Get so frazzled you find it difficult to function. Many people are experiencing more stress and fear than ever. When we react from this place of fear and stress, we end up damaging relationships and creating more grief in our lives. Lynette McKenzie has a solution for you. The Energy Emergency Toolkit. 10 easy tools to go from frazzled to fantastic in 5 minutes. Visit openlivenow.com and download your free Energy Emergency Toolkit and go from frazzled to fantastic now.
Is Egypt calling you? Are you dreaming of taking a spiritual pilgrimage to one of the most magical destinations on the planet? Being in Egypt immerses you in the realm of infinite possibilities. The veils are thinner, your connection to your full potential more accessible, and your heart opens more easily. Picture yourself meditating inside the Great Pyramid, exploring the sacred temples in exclusive visits, and cruising down the Nile on a luxurious sailing yacht. If you're interested in travel that transforms and rejuvenates you, join Dr. Friedemann Schaub and Danielle Rama Hoffman, author of The Temples of Light, for a spiritual and healing journey to Egypt this November. Call for more information, 866-903-6463. That's 866-903-6463. Or visit EgyptIsCalling.com. That's EgyptIsCalling.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to Opening to Ecstasy on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm your host, Lynette McKenzie, and today we're talking about living your destiny, why it matters, and why the time is now. And we have Michelle Casto, who's also known as Bright Michelle, and she is a life and business coach. And very soon, coming up in January, she's going to be releasing, I think it's like her 31st book, The Destiny Discovery, Find Your Soul's Path to Success. And we're talking about that with her today. So thank you for being here with us, Michelle.
It's great to be here, yes.
So before break, you were covering the four levels of consciousness. And the way I understand it, one was like searching, another one was discovering it, and then kind of owning it, and then aligning with it. Did I get that correctly?
Yes, yes. And, you know, actually the four levels just shows up a lot in my book. And so another way to look at that is also what I call shifting from victim. You know, we all have experienced what it is to be a victim when we think life happens to me. That's one level. Then we move into becoming the victor when we start to go, I'm going to take charge of my life and I'm going to make things happen. And, you know, a lot of people can get stuck in that mode too because they think that it's all about them, and that can get real exhausting. And the third level that we can move to is really becoming a vehicle, you know, a vehicle for the divine to, you know, to kind of move through us and it happens, life happens as you then. The highest level, though, that we all want to get to or can get to, which, you know, to me would be the everyday enlightenment that my company stands for, is to be the vessel consciousness, where the divine is moving through us and doing the work through us and showing, you know, showing us the way. And that's the thing about destiny. A lot of people, there's a few reasons I think we probably want to talk about, you know, why people don't pursue their destiny, which I'll talk about just in a second. But when we get to that level of consciousness, it's like we just sort of have to get our little limited personalities out of the way and allow the divine to move through us. And it's a really amazing place to be, and we have to learn a lot of surrender along the way.
This is beautiful. I hadn't heard this before. I love your three V's, the shifting from the victim, where you think things are happening to you, to the victor, where you're taking charge and making things happen, to being a vehicle for the divine, to, and then you said it was a vessel of consciousness, of the divine consciousness.
Vessel of consciousness. Yeah, it's kind of like, you know, we have to be sort of empty. That's, you know, the beginner's mind. We've heard about this in Zen, this concept of being empty. But, you know, we're taught, societally speaking, to go and fill ourselves up and to know things. And, you know, the number one reason why I see people getting stuck and never figuring out their purpose. In fact, I learned this because I've been doing this work for over a decade, but I developed a little self-question assessment to help people see where they were on their path of purpose. And I did a launch last year for a product. And a lot of people took the assessment, and so many people were surprised that they thought that they were like masters, like really far along their journey, but they were really just beginners. And I was like, wow, that's really curious what's going on there. And what I saw was, is that people, we use our brain trying to figure out something that can only be shown to us through our heart. So people will read all the books, they will, you know, take all the classes and do all of that. In fact, when I first get new clients, the first thing that I tell them to do is like, stop reading all the books, which is funny because I'm an author. I'm like, this is mine, but not yours. But, you know, because they're like devouring information and they're trying to like get to this like very heartfelt desire through their head, and it just keeps them in figuring it out mode, and it always keeps it in the future. So I always encourage people to, you know, only choose one book to focus on when we're working together. And I help to move them and make a shift, which is what the shift is all about, is moving from our heads into our hearts and actually really into our bodies, like you were mentioning earlier, because our bodies know, you know, it feels. But so many of us are disconnected, as you know, from our own feelings and from our own knowing, and we don't trust ourselves. And so part of, like, you know, the consciousness thing is really also learning to trust that we do know. And so, yeah, so that I wanted to share that with people. If you guys are going around and around and around, I mean, I just got some new clients that have told me the average client has been seeking their purpose for over 10 years. Oh, and I'm just like, oh, my gosh.
I couldn't hear. Was that 10 years?
10 years, yeah. And so lately a lot of people have been showing up on my doorstep, you know, really they want to know so badly, but they've never really made the shift into their heart. They're still in that old paradigm, which all of us are coming out of now, of learning and studying and thinking that it's through our mind that we, you know, have all this power. When really what we're finding now is the heart has an intelligence all its own, and it will guide us if we just allow it.
That was just, you know, everything you're saying is this such beautiful information. I find myself wanting to sit with that and be in that. I know that here we're doing an interview, so I need to keep talking with you. I'm like, yes, I would love to just take your advice right now. It's like that's what my heart and body is wanting to do. So actually, I want to encourage everyone listening to just take that in, to take that in.
Yeah.
You know, if you've been seeking and struggling and all that, to shift the focus away from the struggle, away from the part where you have identified as always seeking, away from the part that thinks that it's something outside you have to find or something that's missing. Take the breath into your heart, the place that where it already is, where you already have, you already are everything that you need. Just take a moment to absorb that.
I would like to encourage you guys, too, to actually place your hand right over your heart as you're breathing in. And you might even ask yourself, you know, what does my heart have to tell me right now? And just listen. There's a message probably for you right now in this moment that's going to help move you forward.
Yeah, I always, when I breathe in my heart, my hands automatically go there. When you said it, I was going to lift my hands and go, oh, they're already there. And the message that I hear is I just saw a big myself with a big smile, and I just heard trust.
Yes.
Yeah, I've experienced all the different levels that you're talking about, but I find that I am barely just getting comfortable with being a vessel, and that I jump back to being a victim, and definitely to going into the victor where I feel like I have to make everything happen myself.
Yeah.
And my personality seems to be pretty identified there. And when I do my work, I go into being vehicle and vessel, and then I go back into, you know, victim and victor. So it's kind of like I have all of it inside of me already.
Oh, yes. And believe me, we teach what we need to know. So, yes, I know exactly. And we do have those moments where we fall back into it. And That's why the importance of having community is so important right now. And I really encourage everyone to find mentors like yourself. And, you know, I've personally worked with you and gotten a lot of healing on my own journey. And we need each other. That's the divine appointment that I alluded to earlier, because, you know, we are all down here not to consume or to compete, but to collaborate and to uplift. And we need each other more than, you know, I'm just going to say it. We need each other more than any other time, maybe. I mean, we've always needed each other. But as we move through these very chaotic, challenging times that may even look like crisis for many of us, and remember that the image of crisis, you know, in a Chinese writing is two words, danger and opportunity, and it's both. And so, you know, we can look at it as something's very wrong, or we can, and we can also see that there's a big opportunity here. And what I found is that we do better when we are willing to receive emotional support for when we slip back into our old habits. Because, you know, the reason why we slip back is because we are like, sort of, on a very loose metaphor, like computers, in that we have the same thoughts over and over, so they're very rooted into almost like a rut. The neural pathways get really kind of ridged into a certain way of being, a certain way of reacting, and we get sort of addicted to our emotions. And anybody who saw the movie What the Bleep, they explain that much better than what I'm doing right now. But it's basically that, you know, we have habits, habituated ways of being. And the way that we actually change that and transform it is to be in the presence of somebody who's got a divine gift of healing, teaching, coaching, mentoring. And we sort of take on their consciousness and what they know that they've mastered. And that's what moves us forward, because we're social creatures. We absolutely respond from being in relationship with other people. So that's a big part of being on purpose, by the way. You know, a lot of people think purpose just is relation or our contribution or the masculine energy. But equally as important is how are we being on purpose in our relationships.
Absolutely. I know that if someone is hitting a drum in a room, that the other drums, if you touch them, you can feel a vibration. If someone has a guitar and they pluck the string and there's another guitar, the same chord will vibrate. If you plunk a piano, another piano in the room, the same chord will vibrate. And that's the same with our hearts. And the more we're in intention, then the more strong and clear we radiate, and we can affect and uplift other people. But we also need to be around other people that can uplift us. And we all need it. We all have our turn.
Yes.
So we have a minute before break. Can you tell people how to get a hold of you? Those that are listening, they're going to want to look you up and get to know more about you.
Yeah, I would invite everyone to look me up on social media as Bright Michelle, either on Facebook or Twitter. And then the blog is a really good place to read excerpts leading up to the launch in January, and that's liveyourdivinedestiny.com. So feel free to say hi and that you heard me on Opening to Ecstasy show.
Beautiful. I'm going to go there myself. I actually haven't read your blog and listening to you talk, and just like, wow, I'm learning so much. So thank you. You're listening to Opening to Ecstasy on Transformation Talk Radio. We're going to take a short break, and we're going to come right back talking to Michelle about your destiny discovery. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Bonum Selecta.
Ever get so frazzled you find it difficult to function? Many people are experiencing more stress and fear than ever. When we react from this place of fear and stress, we end up damaging relationships and creating more grief in our lives. Lynette McKenzie has a solution for you. The Energy Emergency Toolkit. 10 easy tools to go from frazzled to fantastic in 5 minutes. Visit openlivenow.com and download your free Energy Emergency Toolkit and go from frazzled to fantastic now.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary. And live an inspired life.
As many as 96% of Americans are extremely deficient in iodine. Hi, this is Paul from Sea and Earth Nutrition. Thankfully, there's a simple step many of us are already taking to help boost the protective benefits of iodine within the thyroid and literally every cell within our body, Emerald C. Emerald C is a rich and rare natural source of iodine from the most nutrient-dense species of seaweed on the planet. If there is enough iodine in our bodies, radioactive fallout is no longer able to concentrate in the thyroid and it will simply pass through. This is just one of the many benefits of natural, food-based iodine. It not only helps to ensure proper operation of the thyroid and our entire endocrine system, it helps to protect this vital gland from the dangers of radioactive fallout. Knowing this, we can take prudent, precautionary steps to protect ourselves and loved ones from any potential radioactive dangers, including those we already face every day. To purchase Emerald C, visit C, that's S-E-A, and Earth.com.
Lynette McKenzie is on a mission to raise the resonance of the listeners, inspire them to heal their wounds, and live their passion. Opening to Ecstasy, Live with Lynette, Radio for Your Body and Soul, features renowned healers, teachers, and change agents who are leading the way in advanced thought in the areas of sex, spirit, finding your purpose, living your passion, and befriending your body. Opening to Ecstasy, Live with Lynette, Radio for Your Body and Soul will enliven you, give you hope, expand your mind, and put the sparkle in your eyes. This talk radio show addresses serious issues while remaining lighthearted and fun. Lynette is masterful at combining humor and energy-raising techniques to give listeners an instant energetic boost and a heartfelt smile. If you're ready to open to ecstasy and expand your mind, tune in, tune on, and get live with Lynette. Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information, go to OpeningToEcstasy.com or OpenLiveNow.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to Opening to Ecstasy on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm your host, Lynette McKenzie, and you can find me at openlivenow.com. And I'd love to hear from you. You can go there and get my contact information, send me an email, and if you have questions or any kind of interaction you want to do, I'd love to hear from you there. So today we have somebody so exciting that we've been talking to. It's Michelle Casto, and she's been talking with us about living our divine destiny, which is something that we're really all yearning for. Either you're living it or you're yearning for it. And she is a master at this. She's been sharing the most wonderful information. So if you are just tuning into the show, make sure you listen to the replay when it comes out on, and if you need to know how to get that, send me an email and I can even send you the replay. You want to hear what she's had to say. Every word out of her mouth has been just fabulous. And she is a writer and she's beautiful with alliterations and she's just had one lovely alliteration after another. So thank you, Michelle. It has just been inspiring learning from you, and I could just listen to you talk all day.
Yeah. Well, I'm having a really good time too, and I wanted to say about the whole destiny experience that we need a couple things, and one of the most important things is we need true self-knowledge, and that is knowing ourselves at a very deep level. Most people kind of live at a surface level, superficial lifestyle, and they're missing that. They're missing something. So when we go deep and really find out who we are, why we're here, how we can help, it brings such joy to our heart. And we were just talking about some of the ways of living with more faith and focus, and that's truly what it takes to have a life of destiny. And one of the ways that you can do that, which is here in a simple thing that y'all can write down to remember how to find faith, it is finding answers in the heart. And that's where our true wisdom, our true desires live. And we have to move past our heads. And so one of the traps that I see people kind of falling into, you know, as I've watched people over the last decade or so work with this, is that they tend to chase opportunity instead of creating on purpose. So what they'll do is they'll go down a path that looks really enticing and seductive because somebody told them it was a good money maker or, you know, whatever it might be. And they, the thing is, that path really isn't their path. And so they only will go a short distance because your purpose path, it's like you almost can't not do it. I don't know about you, Lynette, but I know when I'm writing, it's like I couldn't not do it. It's just because it has to come through me. And that's when you know you're on your purpose, when you would do it even if you didn't get paid. Now, there's nothing wrong with getting paid, and we're not going to even like go in that direction for this call. However, it's pursuing what's in your heart versus chasing opportunity.
Beautiful. I know what you're talking about when, like, I have to write also. I have to write. It's almost like it's almost like a spiritual constipation if I don't, you know, where it becomes toxic, you know.
True. You got to get it out.
Yeah, absolutely have to get it out and keep it flowing.
Yeah, so, well, and that's the expression piece that, you know, what we're all after. I mean, I don't think there's anything that brings us more happiness, you know, besides love, than being fully expressed. You know, and it's not limited to one thing, too. Let me just take off a myth. Another common myth I've heard a lot about is, like, you know, your purpose is one thing. It's, like, the only thing. You know, I know when I was a career counselor, people used to get anxious about, like, choosing one career because it was, like, so limited. And now I understand that because from a soul perspective, a spiritual perspective, we're, like, unlimited beings. We can do and create anything in the world, you know? And so what I found is that when you really are on purpose and on point and really living your destiny, it's like there's a couple different passions and purposes coming together at like a sweet spot. So like a simple example of this might be somebody who really loves animals and they also happen to be good in graphics. Well, they could create a business that really specializes and took a stand for, you know, taking care of animals, and that's how they contribute to the world. So it's like when a couple different purposes and passions come together and you can put your unique brand on it, that's when things get really interesting.
Beautiful. Yeah, the people I've seen be the happiest and most successful have done exactly what you just described.
Yes. And it's fun. It's fun to do that. And the thing, it takes off the pressure to choose just one thing because we're so much more than we ever could imagine. And that's part of the discovery process too, is to realize that we are not our history, we're not our personality, we're not even our backgrounds and our careers. You know, I when I work with clients around this, I never ask them, can you do something? Or they never ask themselves that. The better question is, will I enjoy it? Does it make my heart sing? Because I truly believe that our destiny, our whole purpose is that we have a song that is ours to sing in our soul. And, like, when we don't sing it, that's the pain, that's the yearning, that's the, you know, the searching. And what's really cool is that we all live in a universe, which is universe, like one verse, which, you know, the ultimate divine destiny for all of us is to know oneness. And, you know, I mean, call me idealistic. But I would love to see over, you know, beyond 2012 and beyond, all of us waking to our true purpose and starting to sing our song and actually being the universe and being the oneness that we all know is possible. Like, how amazing would that be?
Absolutely. And that is possible because it just takes each of us waking up and, you know, you're awakening. You know, I mean, actually when we're all awake, we just need to awake to the fact that we're awake.
But, yes, the opposite of it.
Yeah.
Be aware that we're awake.
Yeah, and it happens in an instant, and it's a choice. And there's so much information out there. And, yeah, I could completely see it happening. I mean, there are some people that I will run into, not people that are in my life regularly, but people that I'll just run into that I don't know, that will behave in ways that shock me. And it can make me doubt that it's possible for us to all wake up. And yet I know in my heart it's absolutely possible.
It's absolutely possible. Well, that's the intention of the book. I mean, really, when I'm writing it, I never would have said this a few years ago, but, like, I've stepped more and more into my healing role myself. And that's the other thing that will happen. A lot of people will just start awakening to, like, gifts that they didn't even know they had. You know, I have a great friend who never painted before in his life, and in his 40s he picked up a paintbrush and started painting these amazing Sacred Heart paintings, and that's his contribution. But he never studied art. And with healing, you know, I didn't realize I was a healer, but I come to know that, like, the way that I put words, the way they speak, the way I write, there's an activation energy that goes through what I create. And so I'm sort of saying this on your show. This book has that activation energy, and people, when they read it, I am certain are going to have awakenings, and they're going to see something that they never saw about themselves, and they're going to get on their path. I mean, and that's the intention that I'm holding for the book.
Beautiful. Wonderful. So is it actually going to be released on January 17th next year?
Yes. That is the big Amazon launch date. We have a lot of really amazing events though leading up to it that we can mention now or later if you want.
Let's mention it now, because that's what I was going to ask
okay.
you.
Great. Yeah. No, we've got a couple things. The first thing that I would love to invite people to participate in is the 11-11, what I'm calling the Global Destiny Activation Call. And I want to get people from all over the world onto telephone line, and I'm going to lead them through a process, meditation and activation, that's going to get them attuned to what their role is in this shift of consciousness that we're all in, and invite them to consciously take that leap. So that's happening. They can sign up for the information at the blog, liveyourdivinedestiny.com. And then in January, we are going to have an amazing panel of what I call Destiny Masters, people that I've personally learned from and read their books and so on and so forth. And we're going to interview them on a free telesummit that's going to be leading up to the launch of the book on January 17th. And everybody will want to tune into that because it's, you know, it's free, and you're going to get to hear from people that are really living their destiny and learn what it took for them to do that.
Great. Well, I know people are busy and they forget. So
yeah.
Do you have a newsletter or something people could sign up for, or some way that they'd be reminded?
Yes, absolutely. Well, either at the blog, or you can go to my main site, which is brightlightcoach.com, and I have a newsletter sign up there, and that goes out on a regular basis. And, yeah, people get invited to special events. Like today, I'm going to be on Facebook doing office hours. And so, yeah, you'll be on the loop with all these events that are coming up.
So brightlightcoach.com?
Yes.
Okay. brightlightcoach.com. Go to that, and you can sign up for Michelle's newsletter, and then you'll be sure to be reminded about this global activation meditation on 11-11, and to sign up for the free telesummit on Destiny. And then also, and most importantly, I think, to be reminded when the book comes out so you can get your copy, and we can all be reading together and receiving this activation. It's time. It's definitely time. So that's brightlightcoach.com. And you can also go to her blog at liveyourdestiny.com. Is there anything else that we have just a few seconds really before the next break? Is there some quick word you want to say before we go to the next break?
I just want to just remind everybody that it is time to shine your light, and that the world really does need your light. Just some nice little reminder as we go into break.
Absolutely. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
Hi, I'm Paul Bland. Did you know there is only one truly perfect food protein produced by nature? It can bring dramatic results to your health, your appearance, and overall performance. Introducing Action Whey. No other protein supplement on the market has been able to achieve the incredible health benefits of Action Whey while still achieving a taste that is better than a malt shop shake. Action Whey, for the way nature intended. Visit seaandearth.com. That's seaandearth.com for more information.
Disease, one of the most dreaded words in our vocabulary. Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Did you know traditionally we have viewed disease as a degenerative process? Disease is better understood when we view it as dis-ease in the human body. Dis-ease means without ease. Health is not merely the absence of disease. It's when every part of the body works together effortlessly. relaxed and at ease. It's that relaxed state that lets energy flow in waves through and around the entire body. Every organ has an electrical charge, and when overcharged or undercharged, dis-ease occurs. And it is an effort to go through our day. We are able to determine the exact dis-ease of the body and design a specific solution to correct the nutritional imbalance. Contact us at 888-777-4232. That's 888-777-4232. And visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
Do you ever get so frazzled you find it difficult to function? Many people are experiencing more stress and fear than ever. When we react from this place of fear and stress, we end up damaging relationships and creating more grief in our lives. Lynette McKenzie has a solution for you. The Energy Emergency Toolkit. 10 easy tools to go from frazzled to fantastic in 5 minutes. Visit OpenLiveNow.com and download your free Energy Emergency Toolkit and go from frazzled to fantastic now.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of The Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host at transformationtalkradio.com.
Well done, Selecta!
Welcome back. You're listening to Opening to Ecstasy on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm your host, Lynette McKenzie, and we have been talking with the bright Michelle, bright light Michelle Casto, and she's been sharing with us how to live our divine destiny. We've been talking about her upcoming book, The Destiny Discovery, Find Your Soul's Path to Success. And that's coming out in January of this coming year. And for anyone who's just tuning into the show, make sure you listen to the replay on the Transformation Talk Radio website. This show is something that I think that we should all listen to again and again. It's time now for us to discover our destiny. And you can get on Michelle's newsletter at brightlightcoach.com and sign up for her newsletter, and then she'll be able to let you know about all that she has coming up, some wonderful things that you want to be part of. And you'll also get the heads up when her book comes out, and we can all be activating our purpose. It's time for us to wake up, to step into our purpose. Let's do it all together. So when her book comes out, I'm going to get it with me. Let's read it together. And that'll be coming out January 17th as a launch. So Michelle, I know one thing that's important on the path is the warning signs to know when you're getting off track. And I know that you have some of those to share with us.
Yeah, you know, there's a couple things I call the detours, dark nights, and other deadly D's of destiny in the book. And, there's, you know, the detours really happen when we're sort of not paying attention to the signposts and synchronicities that are all across our path. The biggest thing that I think is interesting as a destiny mentor, what I really do is kind of like psychic detective, really, kind of like Nancy Drew. I help people see the, I am, I'm really like that.
I love it.
Hopefully everybody knows. I hope I'm not dating myself, but you know, everybody should know that from the 80s. But she was it was a book series for girls, and she was a detective, and she figured things out, and I'm really good at that. And so I help people see the clues. And so many times, like, we'll miss the obvious signs. Like, it's like, hello, red flag, or like something's like, go this way, and we just don't even see it.
Yeah.
And so we get a little lost along the way, and those are the detours. And so we end up in, like, dead-end relationships, dead-end jobs, you know, things that we get entangled with. And there are lessons all along the way. I mean, it happens. There's something there for you. However, we can certainly accelerate our process by paying more attention and being more in tune. The other thing is that it's going to happen, and, you know, not to scare anyone, but the dark nights of the soul we've all heard of. Well, I actually refer to it as the dark nights of the ego. It's not like the soul's having the issue. It's our ego that's wrestling with letting go of something or managing grief or trauma or whatever might be going on. And so these are sort of rites of passage, though, and I would sort of expect them. In fact, you know, over the last 5 years in particular, I've experienced a lot of sort of dark nights of the ego and wrestled with myself and had some serious car accidents that, you know, could have been pretty fatal, but they were my wake-up calls. It was calling me forth. So, you know, these are nothing to be worried about, and I think if you have knowledge that, you know, this is sort of what to expect, you can handle them with much more ease, and we can have easy awakenings. You know, we can set the intention for that. You can consciously choose to awaken and sort of bypass a lot of the hard knocks. I really think and believe that people that are awakening now actually will have it much easier because the consciousness holds this energy differently, and there's more of us to help you that are kind of your guide, and we have the map for where you need to go. And if you just work with us, it's going to be much easier than some of us that might have experienced it 10 or 20 years ago.
Yeah, there's so much help, and there's so much information on the Internet, and then we need the human touch. There's people you can find to interact with, and then when you ask, you get an answer from, you know, you might not even be someone who reads magazines, but suddenly a magazine just comes into your life that has exactly, you know, the message that you need, or you run into somebody, you know, on the street or in the grocery store that says exactly what you need to hear.
Those are the clues. But when I first became Texan, it's a pretty simple example of the clues being sometimes very physical. I was in Atlanta, Georgia, and I was thinking about moving to Texas, and I wasn't really decided, but all of a sudden I kept seeing like Texas license plates, I'd pick up a resume, the Texas person, you know, everything was Texas, Texas, Texas. And I thought, okay, I guess I'm supposed to move to Texas. And, you know, it can be like that. And when you're paying attention, it's just like, oh, okay, well, and then it feels real easy. And then it's like an obvious change to make. And, you know, I will say that change absolutely propels destiny, because destiny and purpose are not typically found in your default life. You have to let go of the life that you've been living in order to step into the life that's meant for you. It's part of the journey that we're on. So be looking for the signs. Be looking for the synchronicities. Look for those clues and follow them and follow your guidance, because it is showing you where to go. I always, always say that our soul knows why we're here, how we can help, and what we're up to. And if we can just be in tune with it and really kind of dance with destiny, then allow ourselves to be led, we're going to get exactly where we're meant to be going.
Beautiful. You know, you speak so poetically. I find myself wanting to write down things that you're saying. I thought, well, that'll be great, because you've already written them down in your book. The Destiny Discovery, coming out in January. As we're ending, I would really love for you to lead us in an exercise.
I would love to. Yeah, I would like to just help everybody find out the clarity that's going to move them forward. So I invite you just to kind of get comfortable and ask a couple questions of yourself. And from the first place, I want you to go to your head area, and I want you to ask, what do I really want now? And if you can, write it down, what your head or your mind tells you. And then when you've gotten that answer, just kind of release it and take a nice deep breath and center into your heart. And ask again, what do I really want now? And check in with your heart, see what message it has for you, and jot that down. And then sink deeper into it, like your belly area, and really feel your power. If you're not standing, go ahead and stand up. And then ask, and what is my next best step? And write that down. And when you're through with that, you know, just kind of reflect on, was there a difference between what your head said and what your heart said? Notice it. And then I invite you to start to pay more and more attention to your heart. And this is a simple exercise if you're not sure what to do. Just stop yourself, take yourself through a simple process, put your hand over your heart, ask, what do I really want right now? What does my soul crave? What would satisfy me? You know, start doing these self-coaching exercises in the moment. And then always, if you want to know what action to take, what inspired action, then go to your belly and ask your body, what's the next step? And then just take the next step, because the way this whole dance with destiny happens is that you don't have to have it all choreographed at all. You just have to be a good follower. And you only have to know the next best step. And then if you keep doing that, you like listen, you step, you listen, you step again and again and again, eventually you're going to find what you're looking for, because it's kind of with you the whole time. But it is not you telling yourself where you're going to go. It's you following your soul where it wants you to go. And that's really what is very powerful.
Beautiful, beautiful. I love the way that you guide people to listen to their body. That's so important, is listening to body and spirit, and then asking for the next step, so that, and you're also taking action. And as I was doing that and you were leading it, I was feeling, I could feel the dance. I could feel that you get led, you take a dance, you get led. So that, as you had already said, we're dancing with destiny instead of trying to drag it along.
Yeah, so. It wants what you want. That's what I want to tell everybody and leave everybody. It wants what you want, and you just have to align with it. And we align with it by doing the destiny discovery, by coming to know our true selves.
So I'm going to leave everyone with that from Michelle. And again, remember, it's liveyourdivinedestiny.com. You can also get on her newsletter from brightlightcoach.com. That's Michelle Casto. You've been listening to Opening to Ecstasy. You can find me at openlivenow.com. It's Lynette McKenzie, your host. I have had a wonderful time talking with you, Michelle. Thank you so much for being the guest.
Thank you all.
And thank you, everyone, for listening. Have a wonderful weekend. We love you. Next week on Opening to Ecstasy, the creator of the Transformation Talk Radio Network, Dr. Pat Basile, will be joining us to share the epic world. Be epic. Live epic. She'll share the flow of empowerment, perseverance, intention, and consciousness. What is your soul pulling you toward? Tune in next Friday at 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern to Opening to Ecstasy and find out.
You've been listening to Opening to Ecstasy, live with Lynette, radio for your body and soul. Tune in each Friday at 2 p.m. Pacific Time, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more of Opening to Ecstasy, live with Lynette, contact Lynette at OpeningToEcstasy.com or OpenLiveNow.com or call 541-982-2707. That's 541-982-2707.